Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday morning.
Thursday morning.
I'm all spun around with the 4th of July. It's really weird. 4th of July tomorrow. Hope you have some nice things planned. I'll tell you, Kepler does have some power. You know, he's got the 10 homers. He would have had 12 if he wasn't robbed twice. And it's you just got to get the average up. Because, like, he's on track for about 20 homers, which is fine. That's good. But you just don't want to see that what is he? 15?
Like I was going to say 210. Like he was 207 heading into yesterday, so maybe he's like 210, somewhere in that range.
Give me at least like a 250, at least. I mean,
Got pop.
He does have some pop.
It's a little bit better than what Schwarber was giving us average-wise last year.
And he's a pretty good glove out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can move
around. 2 years ago, Schwarber was about average. Last year, he was okay.
Yeah. By the way, someone said it to me the other day. I forget who, and it's a good point, I think, that I hadn't considered. He improved as a hitter, and his consistency was better when he stopped playing defense. But it doesn't mean don't play defense. I mean, I get it. If he plays defense, you're not going to get necessarily the same level of Schwarber. But I'll still take that over, like, freaking Rojas. Right? And I can put Marsh in center. I can put Schwarber in left. Like, Marsh is already in there at times. You know what I'm saying. You can do Marsh. You got options, my point is. All right. Phone calls. What do you make of it? Harper at the half. We'll get to some life advice with the hammer this segment. Also, some of the questions and comments that have come in from YouTube. Reminder, Wednesday of next week at 12 noon, we will be at Plymouth-Whitemarsh. At least some of us will be at Plymouth-Whitemarsh High School for me versus Jack in baseball. You can be there. We'd encourage you to get there if you can, whether to cheer, boo, heckle, whatever it might be. Noon on Wednesday. The radio station will be doing a remote broadcast from 10 a.m. through 6 p.m. at the McGurk's in Fort Washington, which is about 10 minutes away, I believe, from Plymouth-Whitemarsh High School. So 8 hours of broadcast and get there if you can. And we look forward to seeing you. It should be quite a day. I'll be interested to find out if I win or not. Obviously, Jack's a huge favorite because it's baseball and that's the sport he played. So
you'll be interested to find out if you win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the one thing I'm a little bummed about.
I think you have a lot of control over whether you win or not.
Well, I was going to say something else and then I zipped it. And I just talked out my hiney with a non-comment. I realized I had Kevin Costner from Bull Durham in my head saying,
You were going to overstep.
That's good. Crash Davis got to you. That's good.
TK, what are you saying over there?
No, the one thing I'm bummed out about, I'm in for Joe next week, so I'll be at McGurk's. I won't be able to come watch the competition, unfortunately.
Well, you know what I hope that we can do? And I don't know. We got to talk to the program director about this. I'd like to have two people at the field that do play-by-play of it live on WIP.
I mean, I'll be there.
Like, we really should have. Like, where are the Phillies that day?
I mean, they're in San Fran.
Yeah.
So we can't have Fransky, for instance.
No.
I don't think so.
Can we get
I don't know that
James,
this is
maybe you and Devin?
I mean, I'll be there. I'm coming no matter what.
Seltzer on play-by-play. That's a tough go.
I did it for your freaking free throw.
How about
thing?
Mark Zumoff instead of doing basketball? What about we get Zumoff for baseball? We need a TK, who can we get to do play-by-play?
I don't know. I mean, I know Buzz is always angling for these kind of spots. I don't know. He'd probably be interested in doing
it. Is he a good play-by-player?
I don't know.
Well, Buzz
don't know
is an umpire. Buzz is the first base umpire.
No, I think they replaced him.
We're talking about
no,
Dan.
No. He's the first base umpire.
I heard
they replaced him at home, not at first base. He got replaced. He wanted to be the home plate umpire.
Oh.
They didn't let him do that. They let him be the first base umpire.
I got you. Oh, okay. Huh? Okay. Yeah. Well, he certainly shouldn't be the home plate umpire. That's ridiculous.
What do you expect the crowd
to
be?
Well, he does a lot of umpiring.
Fair enough.
Like with Little League.
But it's
got to
be someone who's like higher level than Little League umpiring.
Why do you think that you. So, what level umpire do you need?
Well, apparently the guy that was chosen is like a legitimate high school varsity umpire. So, you know, I mean, take that. I mean, you know, TK, what the crowd
is important to.
What do you think the crowd's going to be like? Do you think it's going to be a pro hammer crowd? Do you think it's going to be a pro jack crowd? Do you think they'll be boisterous? Like, what
I
do
think
you
it'll be. I think here's what I think. I think there'll be more people there supporting Jack because there typically have been with this competition. But I think those that are supporting me that heckle him will affect him more than the people that heckle me will affect me.
Okay, fair.
I mean, do you agree with that?
I do agree with that. I think that's probably. The crowd factor, I think, works in your favor.
I think Anthony, New Jersey, is worth at least 100 people on the other side.
I think
100.
The first at bat of this is extremely critical. I mean, there's no question about it. Because if you get on the first time, he's going to be rattled. If he's able to get you out on that first at bat, he's going to be feeling
good. Tom, let me make it even more micro. The first pitch is unbelievably critical. The first pitch. Let's go, folks. Let's go to Steve in Willow Grove. Maybe Steve will be there. Steve, good morning.
Hey, I wish I could be there, but unfortunately, it's conflict of interest.
Okay.
But if I didn't have the doctor's appointment, I would be there for sure, guys.
I appreciate that.
Hey, listen, the best rant for TK is when he does Flyers rants.
Ooh,
they're the best.
Okay, we can rev that up.
Yeah, man, they're the best. And Richie Rich, it sounds like he's trying to copy your hair.
Is that what this is, Tom?
Is that what's going on?
No, I don't have a hair thing.
I do idolize John. I mean, that is.
Tom's looking good. Tom's got his, I don't know, summer style.
He's styling and profiling just like the Richie Rich.
TK, he's obsessed with you.
I know, he is.
It's a little weird.
It's a lot weird.
Yeah, a little bit. All right, Steve Harper at the half. What do you make of it?
So my glass is half empty on this.
Ooh.
And it's half empty because you had mentioned earlier about Dr. J winning the championship.
Yeah.
And then how about Mike Schmidt winning his championship?
Sure.
And at that time, what they did, they had to replace the coach and they had to replace the manager. And yesterday, in the eighth inning, 85 pitches, you've got to send them out for one more batter. Just, you're up 4-1. It's the manager, okay? As long as this guy's here doing what he's doing, I feel Harper won't win a championship this manager.
Okay, Steve, you may be right, but let me ask you a question because I think I misunderstood your initial comment there. When you say glass half empty, are you glass empty on the Phillies, but not glass half empty on Harper specifically?
On Harper specifically, I feel I'm getting another Embiid here, unfortunately. He can play. He's good, yes, but I feel... I don't know. Just
Steve, you might be right. You might be right moving forward. Steve, hold on. You might be right moving forward, but I want to make one really, I think, critical comment. To lump Harper postseason with Embiid postseason is a gross injustice to Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper has consistently raised his game in October. Joel Embiid, when he made the playoffs, which was 7 straight years, like I think his average went from about 28, 29, 30 points a game down to like 23 points a game. Like he consistently went down. His numbers went down in the postseason over years.
Injury. injury.
Okay, well, that's...
I feel, you know, he... Obviously, Harper, no. Harper, I feel, is a better athlete than Embiid and has more of a brain than Embiid and cares more than Embiid, which is important.
Very important, but yeah.
It's half empty because this manager, to me, I don't see... And you know,
yeah, you don't trust him. Billy, I got it. You don't trust him.
They bring in Billy Cunningham, they win a world championship. They bring Dallas Green in, they win a World Series. And they had all the players. They have the great players back then, and we have great players now. But this guy, and I'm just going to yesterday's games, 85 pitches. Just bring him out for one batter in the eighth inning just to see. And I just drive me crazy.
Steve, give me an answer, buddy, for an elite club.
How about, you know, in baseball, the clubhouse?
Oh, sure. The clubhouse. It's all right. It's okay. I mean, you know, not the best, but it's play on words. We'll take it. Mm-hmm. All right, Seltzer, YouTube. We like when people watch our program on YouTube, and we particularly enjoy when they comment, and then we get to react to their comments and questions. James, what are people saying today?
Bika says, Harper is washed, career over.
I don't know that.
That is not at all.
Unlikely.
Yeah, it's a bit of a...
What about... But his excellence might be washed.
I mean, Mr. Cranky also says Harper has hit the wall. It's over.
Come on, Mr. Cranky. Your name is appropriate. What about comments on Tom's look?
Here we go, yeah.
We have no comments on Tom's look. I think you're the only one obsessed with Tom's
look. You are. You're the only one obsessed with me.
I think there might have been one that was generally... It was like I didn't think...
Have you been tanning?
James, you don't have to spend 37 seconds finding that one comment.
Basically, I didn't think Tom looked like that.
Have you been getting out and like getting the UV...
Getting the UV? Rays. No, I have not been getting the UV.
Because you got like a glow.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that, John.
It's getting weird.
It is getting
weird. It's getting so weird.
I'm starting to feel uncomfortable.
No, Tom, really you are allowed weird. To go to HR at some point.
I might have to.
I mean, it's really uncomfortable.
It makes me really, I just look and he's just staring
at
me.
Dude, I'm uncomfortable just being a part of it.
Like the entire show.
Complimentary.
I'm uncomfortable being a part of it.
Sometimes you're complimentary, sometimes you're not.
I'm being totally complimentary.
You're not really being complimentary.
It's weird. You just keep coming back to it. Like we're trying to talk about like Bryce Harper and you're like, by the way, Tom, your hair.
All right, what else on YouTube, James?
Rick W. makes a great point.
I'll
be the judge.
I'm
saying it's a great
judge.
Point because it's something that you do. Jalen gets ripped by this idiot for winning a Super Bowl, and Bryce gets a pass. Bedlam at the Bank was three seasons ago.
I did not rip Jalen Hurts for winning a Super Bowl. No, think about what he said. I ripped him for winning a Super Bowl.
You don't give Jalen Hurts nearly the credit he deserves for the role that he played in bringing this team to a Super
then
Bowl.
Then frame your comment correctly next time.
Poorly, I think the idiot part was
poorly,
on point.
Poorly phrased comment.
Good work right there.
Is that it on YouTube?
That was strong by him.
It's
good. All right, let's get to...
Oh, one more. What? A very elite club, Fishing says, people who've beaten Jack in one versus one match play, the Hammer.
Oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate that great deal. Mark in Lafayette Hill. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, pal.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, cool. All right. First, Bryce thing, I just wanted to weigh in real quick. I think he's going to need the World Series victory or another MVP. He's been successful at the halfway mark, but I think he needs something significant to really secure his legacy as an all-timer, more than just playoff.
I disagree with you, but you may be right as people perceive it. I'll just say this. I think, this is me, I got him in the group right now with Barkley, Iverson, Doc, Lindros. Like, these guys were awesome, but they all didn't win a title.
And I think he's left himself room for a second half. That's an improvement on the first half.
Well,
that championship
team, maybe,
in my mind, needs to be part of the second half. Like, that's why we brought you here.
Look, I guess, Mark, here's what'll be interesting. And I don't know the answer to this, but it will be fascinating. If they do not win a title with him, will he be viewed more as Brian Dawkins or Donovan McNabb?
Yeah.
Right? Because we view Donovan and Doc very differently.
Unfortunately.
Even though they were the best player in offense and the best player in defense, they were teammates, overlapped that whole time, but they are perceived differently. So, you know, it'd be fascinating. James, which would he be? 15 years from now, if they haven't won a title, is he a Doc or a Donovan?
Somewhere in between.
TK?
He's more Donovan.
He's more. I think he's more Doc. I think it's less Donovan.
If they don't
see,
win,
that's my point.
Isn't that an interesting thing, though? He you know, like,
I think Donovan's viewed the way he is because he's looked at as not coming through those games. I don't think we'll look at Bryce the same way.
Well, I think the thing that really hurt Donovan, and Donovan created it, he had the ball in his hands at the end of some of those games and did not get it done.
Yeah.
I mean, the Rams game, he had to go 50 yards. The Cardinals game, he had to go, I don't know what it was, maybe 60, 65 yards. It just, you know. And then obviously the slowdown in the Super Bowl.
I do think he takes some undue heat for that Cardinals game, though. The defense was not good.
Defense was bad. There's no question.
Can I weigh in on the Joe Jack thing real quick?
Sure, yeah.
I'm enjoying this psychological warfare that you got going on versus Jack. I think I love some of these bits. You're like trying to say you're taking the high road, but you're being totally passive aggressive.
Well, nothing's a bit. I just give you my honest opinion. He's obviously
the high
a
road
huge,
hammer is a bit of a bit.
I mean, Mark, he's a huge favorite in baseball.
You're like basically holding your smile in with some of the things you're saying as you're saying them.
What are you talking about?
Two suggestions for you with the baseball coming up, because I think you're playing it. I think you're playing it smart. You know, putting the Field of Dreams out there.
Yeah. When Ted Williams says find a pitch to hit, what he's also saying is don't hit a pitch that's a bad pitch. I intend to follow that advice.
That's my first piece of advice. I would do the old Johan Rojas and put that bat on your shoulder and don't swing at a blessed thing until there's a strike, maybe two.
I don't think you need to tell him that.
If you listen to Jack's clips, Even in the pump up after he lost the golf, he was saying, you know, I'm just worried about walking him. Worried about walking him. So my other suggestion is, could you get through your contacts there, maybe some kind of a sports psychologist on, take some of Jack's self talk, which is clearly negative and worrisome.
Well, that's up to the afternoon show. I mean, I am looking out for him in that I want him to not feel the weight of the world too much, Mark. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, he's got to show up on Wednesday, and he's got to prepare for it. I can't prepare him for it. I mean, I do care about the kid a lot. He's a great kid. But I got to prepare to try to win myself. I mean, I'm not going to help him by giving him a sports psychologist. If he wants to get one, he's got to find it.
No, I'm saying you bring the sports psychologist on.
Yeah, I don't need one.
And have that guy break down some of Jack's audio and tell you what a bad situation he's in mentally. That'd psych him out even further.
Well, but maybe. I'll think about it. It's not my style to do that. All right, Mark, I'm entertained by your call, buddy. Give me an elite club. What do you have?
All right, I think you're going to like this, especially with your political aspirations. How about living ex-presidents?
Yeah. So what do we got right now, about three or four?
So Obama, Clinton,
Bush two,
Bush, and that's
and
it.
And Biden.
Biden, yeah, of course.
We
yeah.
normally seem to have between three to five.
Yeah, generally.
Right?
Which makes sense. Yeah,
generally three to five. Yeah, living ex-presidents is always an interesting group for sure.
All right, I guess Trump counts too, because he's an ex-president and the current, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Kind of, right?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, kind of. All right, Life Advice with the Hammer. It's something that we do typically, at this time on Thursdays. Let's hit it.
My life's a waste of time.
It's time.
I'm a tool.
For Life Advice with the Hammer.
You know how rock bottom your life gotta be to get life advice from Joe the Camera?
The Hammer.
I'm an idiot.
All right, Life Advice with the Hammer. It's brought to us by the wonderful people, and they're phenomenal at what they do. MHS Lift. Look, here's the deal, guys. If you're looking for a forklift, warehouse efficiency assessment, or any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, it's real simple. Get yourself to MHSLift.com. Seltzer, what does someone need some help with today? I shall try to give some good advice.
All right, we're going to help Jason out on the text line. Jason says, "Hey, Hammer, I need some help. I've been struggling to enjoy the moment lately. I have a lot going on in life and some things that are stressing me out, and I can't seem to stop thinking about those things even when I'm supposed to be having fun. Mm. Do you have any advice for how to enjoy moments more and not spend so much of my mental energy dwelling on the negatives?"
Well, that's a tough one, man. I've dealt with that myself. I still deal with that myself quite a bit, frankly. So how do you enjoy the moment? Well, I got to really think on that one. you may need a psychologist, so it may have to go way beyond this, you know, two-minute advice thing I can give you. How do you, John, help me out here. How do you enjoy the moment when you're struggling?
Honestly, I try to think about this concept.
Okay.
When I was in 11th grade, I used to have acne.
Okay.
When I would get a zit on my cheek, it would hurt, and I felt like everyone in the world was staring at that zit on my cheek.
It's a tough spot, yeah.
No one was. Like, in the grand scheme of things, I...
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I need to remind myself that that's not at all what anyone cared about. No one even noticed that.
And even if they
I am
do,
too hard on myself.
Well, yeah.
Like, you are too hard upon yourself.
Oh, I am. Yeah.
And you need to remind yourself it's okay. Give yourself some grace.
So I agree with what you said there. Here's the thing I'll say. I do think people do stare at that type of stuff. But here's the key. It doesn't define you. It doesn't
define. If they stare at it, it doesn't matter. They won't remember. They maybe they notice it, maybe they don't. It meant so much more to me, it seemed.
Well, but,
and that's a mistake.
But billions of people have gone through that. I know. We've all been through it.
Yeah, it's a waste of time and effort.
But this guy's asking something a little different. How do you enjoy when things are good? I don't know, man. I really don't know how to answer your question. I would actually tell you to talk to a doctor. I mean, it sounds like you might have a little OCD in that you fixate on some stuff that is not right in front of you, but it's occupying your brain too much. So maybe you're a little obsessive
Well, that's the thing.
I don't know how to assess that.
We end up getting hung up on stuff that doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know? I mean, like, I have serious OCD. Good. I know I do. So... And it's not the easiest thing to go through in life. I don't know. There's things that are way worse, but, you know, maybe you have OCD. Maybe you should see a psychiatrist or psychologist. I don't know. I don't know. James,
really
do you have any? I don't know what to say to this
guy.
I think you
can try and find methods to calm yourself down in situations, whatever those methods are. Some people use breathing. Some people use other things, whatever. I mean, like, try and find things that, like obviously he's talking about specific situations, but, like, try and it is a very Joe DiCamera thing, but find things that make you feel comfortable. You know, find movies you love. Find things that, you know, bring you back to a place in time where you were feeling better, where you were able to enjoy the moment, and try and use that as a way to recreate, to spur those feelings would be the best advice I could.
Yeah. My advice, honestly, is talk to a doc if it's that bad. And that is life advice with the hammer. I'm sorry to not come through for you. I'm doing the best I can. Let's get to JB in Chestnut Hill. Hi, JB.
Good morning, Joe. I thought there was going to be some life advice from Jack Fritz calling in for his own advice. I thought that would work.
So I'm in a tough spot, JB, because I do care a lot about him. You know, the degree to which I kind of drill in there as a competitor or back off because I don't want him to feel it too much. I really, really,
mercy
really do care about
for
him.
The weak.
What'd you say?
Mercy is for the weak.
Yeah.
You got to go after him like Karate Kid style. You know, put him in a body bag.
Here's the problem, JB. I think he's actually struggling. Like, I don't think it's fake struggle. I think he's really been affected by this. And if that's true, I want to say to him as a friend, like, dude, don't be so affected by it. It's just a game. It's just a fun little radio thing we're doing here. Two coworkers in the summer. It's not a big deal. One of us is going to win. One of us is going to lose. I don't want him to be too affected by this.
Right. I think the problem with Jack is you'll still be a pretty smart, inquisitive guy no matter what happens. He will no longer be part of the athlete club.
I've heard them talk about that.
Good point.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I also think it may diminish the wise-ass element that he can bring to the show and life about other actual professional athletes.
Yeah,
because that's like his thing, and like, you know, if he crumbles, how can he then criticize the guy who crumbles?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's why, JB, I'm starting to think about it. I might have to throw this thing.
Nah.
Stop it.
No,
stop.
I might have to because I don't want to see his career
this
get derailed.
Way stop. Too thick now.
You're going too far.
James, you're too far. You ready for this, James?
Yeah,
I have thought about it.
Oh God,
I have.
Yeah, but maybe Jack can work on next week's commercials can be like, hey, I took the blue chew now because they love doing those commercials to build my confidence back up after Joe beat me down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Hey, John, do you know what the shortest war in recorded history was?
Ooh. Yeah, Zanzibar.
Correct.
It was like 38 minutes just trading facts.
What is going on here? That is very impressive.
30 minutes long. It was over Zanzibar being a shipping lane between the Germans and the English. And the English put it very quickly over in 38 to 45 minutes, they said.
That's an impressive fact by both of you guys. All right, JB, give me
how many people died in the war?
Something like 1,400, I think they killed.
I was kidding.
38 minutes.
Seemed like some pretty active.
Oh my God! I thought I thought it was like a paper war, like clerical war. Wow, there's actual war.
They bombarded the conflict. No
way.
So heavily that they were like, "We quit. It's over. We're sorry."
No. Wow.
Oh yeah.
Oh, wow.
That is wild.
I thought it was like paperwork, essentially.
Even our thing with Noriega took longer. Remember Noriega went into the Catholic, he went into what do you call that? Well, anyway, he hid behind the Catholic, he went to the church.
He went to the rectory.
The rectory, yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That was unbelievable.
You're right.
That was around 1990 or 91, Noriega.
Yep.
Wild.
Wow.
JB, give me an answer for an elite club.
By the way, Harper should be more on the Dawkins remembrance if he doesn't win a championship. The guy's done everything right, and he can't pitch the games. He's been all in. I mean,
yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. How about coming off your presidential discussion? How about a guy who's a one of one? Barack Obama is the first African American president, and he is
absolutely right. You got it. All right, JB, appreciate the phone call, my man. 215-5. I named the only president from Pennsylvania. We've had one. I obviously have a shot to be two. Come on, guys. We've only had one president. Who is it?
It's a bad job here.
John Adams.
No, it's not John Adams.
I don't know. Come on, dude.
Grover Cleveland.
Nope.
Zachary Tyler.
Nope.
No, not Zachary Tyler.
Well, we all know where John Adams is from. John Adams is famous. Like, what are you talking about? He's the second president.
Where's he from?
That was a great response, John.
Where's
that was
he from?
Great.
Massachusetts.
You know he's from? Yeah, he's a Boston guy,
yes.
Man.
Yes.
Because they were all Virginia or Boston back then.
Yeah.
Like, back then, until Andrew Jackson, they were all
the
either
Boston Tea Party,
Boston
the whole thing.
Or Virginia. The answer is James Buchanan.
I would have.
Who I believe is considered a 40, horrendous president.
Could have given me 44 guesses. I probably wouldn't.
Was he real bad?
Well, he was the guy. I think right before Lincoln, was he 15? I think
Lincoln was 15.
No, Lincoln was 16.
16.
Yeah, Lincoln was 16.
Definitely okay. 16.
I think Buchanan might have been 15. I think he's the guy that, like, the Civil War is all about to occur because he's got no handle on anything.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it was Buchanan.
Bad wasn't the worst one Jackson?
By our PA who? Guy.
Andrew Jackson?
Was
I thought
seven.
He was.
He was seven.
Yeah, he was 17, I think.
No, 17 was Andrew Johnson.
Yeah, you're doing Andrew Johnson.
All right, my bad.
And Andrew Jackson was seven. Yeah. I read a book on Andrew
Jackson. Andrew Jackson
Johnson.
Was a bad guy. It seemed Andrew Jackson. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. When you're a bad guy.
Yeah, when impeachability is thrown around.
Well, that's Andrew Johnson you're going to be.
Andrew Johnson, yeah. You're saying Andrew Jackson's bad guy?
Yeah.
I like Andrew Jackson.
Really?
He did some bad stuff. But
so you seem like a bad guy.
Well, he did some bad stuff, but he was a tough dude.
But why did you like him?
Tough dude.
Seemed like a bad guy,
though. He's a tough guy.
Why?
It would stick up for his wife, and people were making comments about Rachel's wife, and he's like, no, we're going to duel over that. Oh, Andrew Jackson was a
dueler. So he just went around dueling people over his wife?
He was a dueler.
Why was
Andrew Jackson was a badass? Because he got
a
with
dueler.
He got with his wife. If I remember this right,
hold on. He got with his wife.
I think the wife had been married to someone else.
Uh oh.
And then there was talk about either whether like the person had already died or divorced or something.
And come in and duel the guy and say,
No. Now you're getting a little weird.
Now he's just dueling everyone.
There was something with Rachel Jackson and Andrew Jackson. So let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day and round out two, I think, interesting poll questions here, both of which are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevrolet wishing the entire Delaware Valley a happy and safe 4th of July. Armin Chevrolet, closer than you think. Together, let's drive. All right, so the first poll question. Do you hold it against Bryce Harper that the Phillies have not won a World Series during his tenure here? Yes or no? John, how do you think people vote it?
I'm going to say no. 69%.
No, 83%.
Wow, good.
It's a nice job
see.
By people.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised, honestly. I thought this was going to be much closer to 50-50. Calls today have been very supportive of Bryce. But you know, so maybe part of it is without him, you can feel the lag in the lineup. I mean, you really can. I know they had a little stretch like a week or so ago where they hit the ball all over the place. But for the most part, you know, come on, let's be real. So now, TK, we're doing some rants with you today. What do you say... because I know you would have voted no. What do you say to the 17% of people that say that they hold it against Bryce Harper that the Phillies haven't won a World Series with him?
I say, did you watch the playoffs the last 3 years? Like, did you watch this guy in the postseason? There have been Phillies who have not come through in the big moments. Trey Turner, Nick Castellanos, not Bryce Harper. I mean, Bryce Harper, I can rattle off the top of my head. Big series against St. Louis. You look at that first Braves series, the series against the Padres, obviously, Bedlam at the Bank, Game 3 of the World Series against the Astros, the next year, Game 3 against the Braves, the stare down for Arcia, Game 5 against Arizona, which is a game we don't remember because they came back and lost 6-7, unfortunately.
Right, that's right.
But Harper was huge in that game. Last year against the Mets, I mean, Game 2, I think they get swept.
They do get
if
swept.
Harper does not hit a two-run home run
right.
to wake them up and get them going. So, yeah, I mean, Bryce Harper, the fact that anybody would hold it against him is crazy.
I agree with that. I think it's well said. All right, the other poll question we have is, do you think the Phillies are going to win a World Series with him? Let's all go on the record. I'm a yes. If I got seven more cracks at it, hopefully they make the playoffs. Well, hopefully seven times, but maybe five or six times. They're going to have deep budgets, good pitching, at least for a couple more years. I'm going to say, give me 5 to 7 more cracks of the postseason. I'm going to say, yes, they break through. Now, it's not easy. 12 teams make the playoffs. I mean, we all know the deal. But if you say to me yes or no, I say yes. John, you say...
yes, and I'd like to see it done with Kyle Schwarber, so let's hurry up.
I agree with that. Seltzer?
If I had to bet on it, I would bet no.
Okay. TK?
I want to say yes, but my gut says no. The Dodgers have had the best team in the league the last 10 years. They didn't win one aside from the COVID year until last season. And I feel like the Phillies, unfortunately, in my mind, they missed their best chance. I think 2023 was their best chance.
You know what I think to hurry up about it is, actually, John? I think to hurry up about it is Zach Wheeler related. Because as much as these other guys are great, and they really are, he's great on such a different level. And, you know, look, you can lose them and still win. I mean, it happens sometimes. But you just got this window with him when he's saying he's going to retire after two more years. Like,
yeah, that's alarming.
That's very alarming. All right, well, anyway, John, I got the poll result.
And you think that's real?
I do. Based on what he said, I do. I think he's going to retire in 2 years, which is, I mean, if he's still riding high, that would be, What player retired with at the height? Not, height's not the right. What player retired playing the best in, that anyone's retired in Philly sports? Is it Kelce?
I mean, he was an All-Pro that year, so he'd be up there. Yeah, I mean,
who else would you say retired and was still outstanding? I mean, Dr. J was diminished. He was still good. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't elite, but he was still good.
We haven't had many of those.
It's a hard thing to have.
Yeah. Well, it happens more in football now. I feel like the last decade,
the walk-away?
You know, since the CTE stuff, all that stuff. You've seen a ton of guys like Patrick Willis, like all these guys are like 30 are
so
like,
I'll
all right.
It down, I'll bring it down a couple levels. Chris Long was still contributing in a nice way. He walked away. Who else was like pretty good? And like,
well, Fletcher Cox. I
mean, Fletcher Cox was still pretty good. Absolutely. Yeah.
Trent Cole, he was still pretty good when he retired, right?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Fletcher Cox actually stepped it up.
He did.
Like, yeah, his last year he was good.
Significantly better.
I agree.
His final year than the like 2 or 3 years prior.
Yeah.
Man. And I think Kelce's probably the answer. Kelce, I mean, he was an all pro his first
team.
Yeah,
but I think Cox is second.
Yeah, Cox probably second.
And then who would be the completely fell apart guy? So Ryan Howard.
I mean, Bynum, he wasn't here long. But
no, he didn't retire here. He played for the Pacers.
Actually retired. Yeah. I mean, I'm just talking, yeah.
So, you know what was a shame? And I saw him last week at Kelce's event. Do you guys remember in 2016 who couldn't play anymore, but he still had a whole year left? Connor Barwin. It was such a shame.
It was awful. He was so bad.
He was such a good Eagle. And then in 2016, they moved him to the other position. He just couldn't,
He couldn't play in Schwartz defense.
But he also was just, the age had caught up to him. Like, remember when Haloti Ngata was here?
I mean, Halliday's
one. He was awful.
Halliday's one.
But that was kind of injury.
You're just talking strictly play.
Just kept playing and like, so Ryan Howard's this.
Yeah, I mean, it was injury, but then he kept playing after it.
Yeah, he just kept playing.
Yeah, I think Ryan Howard's probably the perfect example.
And Carlton totally fell apart, but Carlton retired elsewhere.
Jason Peters.
Yeah, and he technically retired elsewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he played for
Jason
2 or 3
Peters
or 4
is
more.
Still playing somewhere. I mean, seriously.
On a practice squad
somewhere.
He might
still be playing.
You'll get that notification week 6 he signed to somebody's practice squad.
I think he might still be playing, guys. I'm not joking.
I thought he retired in the offseason. Anyway, John, 56% say the Phillies will win a World Series with Bryce. We'll see.
I believe that.
Time will tell.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go to the phones, talk to Jeremy. Jeremy, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, everyone. How are we doing today?
Doing well, Jeremy.
I think it's definitely possible that they can win the World Series with Bryce. I don't think he is, like, holding them back by any means. I think there's a lot of other things that are holding them back. And, like, as far as his whole tenure, I mean, just the other day when Bryce came back, with all the problems that we do have, like, I was still just ecstatic to watch him play baseball. And I was never really a big baseball fan. But the thing that sits in the background of my mind is that I just – I don't know that we're going to get the former 100% Bryce Harper back.
I worry about that a lot too, Jeremy. It's I would say at this point probably a likelihood. He might still be able to be 92%, maybe 88%. Now maybe he goes as far down as 70%, but I think the old 100% Bryce Harper probably consistently. He's going to have his weeks and his months, but consistently outstanding, I think, is probably unlikely to occur again.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the day, he's going to be somewhere between a Donovan and a Doc because, you know, he has delivered, but I don't see him, and this could just be me not paying attention enough, but I just don't see him as the big vocal leader of the team.
Well, so, I don't think he ever has been. Yeah, I think that's right.
I don't think he can reach the Dawkins level without being that guy. So
that's an interesting way to frame it. All right, Jeremy, give me an elite club.
So an elite club... that whenever anyone in the building sees these people, they all say the same exact thing. They say, I want to do that. Zamboni drivers.
That's a good answer.
That's so funny.
That's a great answer.
That's really funny. Well, I don't think it's going to win, but it's not a... Not
I don't
a,
know, man. I
want to do it.
I really
that would
do
be awesome.
Want to. Bad.
Yeah, but...
No, it's probably not being living presidents or whatever the other...
I thought he was actually about to say Secret Service, because they're an elite club, right? I mean, you know, you're sworn protected.
But I don't think when you see it, you're like, I want to do that.
No,
when he said that,
I thought, okay, now it's not that, because I don't want to be... I don't want to have to take a bullet.
Yeah, I'm good.
Did I tell you,
TK, you want to take a bullet?
No, thanks, Joe. I'll pass.
Have I told you guys about the Secret Service people that I went to college with when I was there with Chelsea Clinton?
Oh, no, like, not really.
They were dressed up like kids.
College, no way. That's
were
hilarious.
Very clearly adults who were dressed. They had backpacks.
It's like
they
Steve Buscemi and Billy Madison.
They're wearing like grunge outfits.
That's great.
With earpieces and backpacks. And there's like six of them walking like a wall.
This
and
is
then
an
you're
amazing
like, oh,
image.
There's Chelsea.
Who'd they think they were fooling with this?
I know.
Like, just wear your suits, guys. Like, it's
come
all
on.
Good.
It was crazy.
That's really funny.
It was crazy. And then they're in the dorms. Like, they are in the dorms. They're living in the dorms. You know, they have their own thing.
Sure. I mean,
their own room.
If she's there, you got to protect
exactly.
her. Exactly. Yeah, you got to.
Imagine that being your college experience.
That's a shame.
I feel bad for her. Like, for
I
that to
too.
Be your college years. You
I
know?
Felt bad for her because, remember, Monica Lewinsky took place while she was a freshman in college. They're following her around, filming her reactions to everything, which is just a shame.
I heard the Bush daughters one time say they went up on the roof of the White House.
Really?
Yeah, they went up on, and I think they might have been with guys or friends, the girls, like, because I mean, they live there, and like, you know,
breaking the law a little bit. You're a teenage kid.
Right, they went up on the roof of the White House.
Wow.
Anyway, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
It's time, George. All right. Now that we're in presidential talk, we're going to ask Tom Kelly, and he's not going to know the answer.
No, boy.
Tom, what president from the 20th century had someone that married another president? You got two presidents. Kin, is that the word kin?
Yeah, kin is correct.
Two presidents kin married each other. Who married who?
Was it FDR and his cousin?
Well, he's not wrong about this.
Is that what you're asking?
No.
I was confused by
he's
the
close
question.
To what he's
to be
talking
honest.
About.
All right, so the FDR thing is that Eleanor Roosevelt was Teddy Roosevelt's niece.
Okay. His third cousin,
and,
right? Or something?
Well, I'm going to get to that. Just so you know, Eleanor Roosevelt's father was Teddy Roosevelt's brother.
Okay.
And Teddy Roosevelt loved Eleanor Roosevelt, and then she ends up marrying Franklin Roosevelt, who's like her fifth cousin.
That's weird.
Who was also a cousin to the, but anyway, that was back in the day.
And he pardoned my great uncle.
Yeah, Rough Riders.
Yeah.
Correct. Now the answer is an Eisenhower married a Nixon.
Okay.
So, and remember, they were linked because also Nixon had been Eisenhower's vice president.
No way.
Yeah, wasn't it David Eisenhower married?
I don't know.
Yeah, someone married someone in the branch down the line. A Nixon married an Eisenhower.
That's right. Unbelievable.
Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds and at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
You just played Bedlam at the ballpark. Oh, my God.
Stop the call.
Bedlam at the ballpark?
Bedlam at the ballpark? Now, we'll get back to you, sir.
That was tough. That's a tough scene right there.
Bedlam at the ballpark? Now, I'm going to let you start this point over. I think you're going to get it wrong again because this has been pre-recorded. But, sir, it's called Bedlam at the Bank. Let's see if you can get it right.
You just played Bedlam at the ballpark. Oh, my God. I got tears in my eyes. I got chills. I was there with my two best friends, and I literally tackled my friend when it happened. I went crazy. It was the best moment of my life.
So let me ask this question.
That's what, did you concuss yourself or something? Because you can't remember that it's at the bank.
All right, let me ask a question. What is the best non-championship winning moment of our lifetimes in Philly sports? You got Bedlam at the bank. I got Mitch striking out Bill Pecota, game 6, 93. Beat the Braves.
Oh, man.
I'll say Jalen Carter's sack on Stafford. Eagles going to lose that game if Carter doesn't sack him.
It's a big one.
It's a big one, but...
I was in the building for Bedlam at the bank. Like, I can't... Nothing else.
It might
will,
be. You know,
being there for it. It's
it
like,
might be.
It's one of the great communal experience moments
Mikhail
I've ever had.
I'll tell you, when walk-off homer, guys.
When,
remember that?
That was amazing.
When Vince Carter missed the shot, that was pretty freaking big.
Yeah, it was.
But we
that was
saw
really
the walk-off.
Big. It was, yeah. And anything else?
That was only one call.
I was going to say Eric Desjardins. J.J. Daniels' goal might be my number
one. It's a big one. I was too young for it, but it was a big one.
For anyone that was alive, you know, game 6, 87, my God, when J.J. Daniels scored, that was amazing.
You know what, Joe? Since you're daring for us to hit you, I'm going to dare you to do something. Charge the mound.
Ooh. Good idea.
No, I'm going to say you hit this arm. Why don't you hit the other arm?
What an amazing athletic challenge for Joe DeCameron. Standing in the batter's box, praying to get walked like it's Little League all over again. How do you possibly train for this?
It is right. The Little League thing. There was always the kid where you just yell, walks as good as a hit. Walks as good as a hit. Don't worry about swinging, kid.
So part of me, while I want people there, doesn't want too many people there because I want Anthony's voice to be heard by Fritz.
I don't think that'll matter.
If you
I
have
think
like there a thousand
a,
people,
I think
it could
there
be
could be a thousand
out.
People and Anthony would still rise above the top.
How many people is Anthony worth?
100 for sure. I
think
you're right
so
about
too.
That. Anthony is loud and emotional, and he brings it, and he doesn't stop. We made that call.
His
it was 45 seconds.
Belief.
I couldn't make that call longer. It wasn't done. He kept going. It was just 45 seconds of him going
it means
back
so much
to back.
Him.
If he bobons him, and I think he will, if he just keeps bobonning and opening him.
Oh. Bobon!
Like, especially after a ball, and then another ball, another ball,
no.
And then he bobons him. Like that.
Like Anthony could be the deciding factor in this competition.
I think so too.
He could wreck Jack. Wreck him.
We could have a Malice in the Palace type situation
right.
Where Jack goes after
you're right.
Jack, he's here charging the mound.
Yes.
What if charge the stands? How about that?
Right. And that, with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, so the phones. Let's talk to Lou right now. Lou, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm thinking before I give my unique club, you're talking about is Harper more like Donovan or Dawkins? I have another comparison. To me, he's more like a Lindros.
And flush it out, meaning what?
Gets derailed by injuries, had so much hype put on him, and the supporting cast around him did not live up either and did not help him and had to do everything on his own and still came up short.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he's more like a Lindros in my mind because of the hype from when he was 16.
Yeah.
It's an interesting comp.
It's a very good comparison.
Yeah.
And I do think it was certainly much more about Lindros not having enough around him instead of Lindros not doing more himself. I mean, you know, not every series was he great. Obviously, the Red Wing series, he wasn't great. But they just never had the stellar goaltending, and the defense would get shaky in the postseason.
And they still don't.
And they didn't have a second. They didn't have a great second line. I mean, Brindy was on the second line some of those years. Third lines were pretty weak.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting. To me, there's like a Lindros and I'd say Iverson. Oh, look, Barkley had no shot. Barkley's playing with frickin' Roy Henson and Manny Moe and Jack. He had no shot. The 86 trades destroyed Barkley's career, which is a shame. Iverson had the shot in 01, but only because him and Larry Brown created it. I mean, they didn't have enough around them. It wasn't his fault he's playing frickin' next to Matt Harper and starting an 0-2.
The Lindros Harper thing, though, with the whole career is like it's a really fascinating. Yeah. You know, he was like the Lindros and Harper of hockey. You know, vice versa.
That's pretty good, Lou. That's
My unique club.
Well, don't have to be unique. It's elite.
Elite club.
Yeah.
How about two sport professional athletes like Bo Jackson and Deion?
That's a really good answer.
About almost impossible.
Yeah. So who else is
Brian
in there?
Brian Jordan. Remember Brian Jordan?
Danny Ainge.
DJ Dozier, I believe.
He is?
Yeah, for a hot minute.
In what sport?
He was
both football and baseball.
DJ Dozier?
I don't know about that.
Almost positive. I know he played for the Mets. 100% he played for the Mets.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure he got to the NFL. I'm not 100% on that, but I know he played for the Mets for sure.
I thought he might have been with the Jets. Also then.
I'm surprised by
that. DJ Dozier might have been a Jet.
John, do you know that Danny Ainge played for the Toronto Blue Jays?
No.
Yeah, he played for the Blue Jays.
No, I didn't know that.
All right, and Tom Glavine didn't play in the pros for each, but he was drafted, what, first round of three sports?
Yeah, DJ Dozier. How about that, Paul? Come on. Give me a little on that. DJ Dozier, two-sport athlete.
I didn't know that. You know what I am, Seltzer? Five-sport athletes.
Of course.
You know what those sports are? Golf. Baseball, what's after that? Tennis,
running
and basketball. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer for an elite club. Two-sport athletes, pretty good answer. What else we got here? We've got, the skull and bones, the club sandwich. We've got, we got three different types of presidents. We got all presidents, of which there have been 45. We've got African-American presidents, of which there has been one. We've got living ex-presidents, of which there's normally between 3 to 6. Shohei at the 50-50 club. That's amazing. And he's the only one in it. We got the Union Club. I was thinking of the Union League. No, he said the Union Club.
I think it's the Union League Club.
Oh, is it? What are we going with here? Got the Downtown Athletic Club. I like two sports athletes.
I really like it too, man. Yeah. I thought that was a haymaker at the end.
I mean, there's really not many.
And it's creative. It's creative, too.
Not even a club. It's so small. Though.
Jim Thorpe and Babe Zedrickin Zaharis, whatever her name is.
I was waiting for EGOT.
They're like in the 10-sport club.
All show. I was waiting for EGOT. EGOT would have been a big answer.
Let's go with the two-sport athletes.
I love it.
It's a good, hey, Lou, good answer right there near the end. Hey, everyone, have an awesome rest of the day. Have a great 4th of July. We'll be back as a group. Some of us Monday, some of us Tuesday. Looking forward to next week. Have a great time.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.